WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Come Within. I'm so glad you're joining me again on this journey to cultivate inner peace, one stoic practice at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that's practically life-changing. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like your inner critic is louder than your cheering squad? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments when we stumble, make mistakes, or fall short of our own expectations. But what if I told you that treating yourself with a little kindness could be the key to unlocking true mental wellness? That's right, folks, self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's a powerful tool that can help us navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Think of it like this. Imagine you're your best friend going through a tough time. Would you rip them apart for their mistakes or offer a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on? Chances are, you choose kindness and understanding. Now, why wouldn't we extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really sink your teeth into today. First up, self-compassion is not about being self-indulgent or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about acknowledging our human imperfections with kindness and understanding. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on those mistakes, we can learn from them and move forward with grace. Number 2. Self-compassion is a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety. When we treat ourselves with kindness, we create a sense of inner peace that allows us to handle challenges with more composure. It's like having an internal safety net, knowing that no matter what happens, you've got your own back. Third, self-compassion is not about ignoring our flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting them as part of who we are and working towards growth with a gentle hand. Think of it like this. You wouldn't judge a plant for growing in an awkward direction, right? Just like plants need care and nurturing to thrive, so do we. Fourth, self-compassion is a skill that we can learn and cultivate over time. It takes practice, just like any other muscle. But the more we engage in self-compassionate practices like mindfulness, gratitude, and forgiveness, the easier it becomes to respond to life's challenges with kindness and understanding. And finally, remember this. You are worthy of love and compassion, especially from yourself. Never forget that. You deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, just as much as anyone else in your life. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You pour hours into practicing, crafting the perfect slides, and visualizing success. But when it comes time to deliver, your mind goes blank. You stumble over your words, your voice shakes, and your heart races. You feel embarrassed, frustrated, and maybe even a little bit defeated. That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of berating yourself for the slip-up, take a deep breath and offer yourself some kindness. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, especially under pressure. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and then gently redirect your attention to the task at hand. Remember, you put in the work and preparation. Even if things didn't go perfectly, you still showed up and tried your best. That's something to be proud of. So, let's recap the key takeaways from today's episode. Self-compassion is not about being self-indulgent, it's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding in the face of our imperfections. It's a powerful tool for managing stress and anxiety by creating a sense of inner peace. Self-compassion doesn't mean ignoring our flaws, but rather accepting them as part of who we are and working towards growth with gentleness. Most importantly, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, especially from yourself. Never forget that. Ready to put these insights into practice? I challenge you to start incorporating some self-compassionate practices into your daily routine. Try journaling about your feelings without judgment, engage in mindful breathing exercises, or simply treat yourself with kindness throughout the day. Remember, even small acts of self-love can make a big difference. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner calm. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.